Thanksgiving is a time when we give thanks for what we have. For victims of abuse, it's really hard to see the silver lining and be thankful after what has happened to us. It's really hard to give thanks when you're busy wondering, how will I survive? How will I go on? No matter where you are in your recovery, if you are in the stage of fresh out of the oven, I like to call it that, you're just learning, you're becoming a detective, or whether you're in the stage where you've learned about them and now you're seeking answers to why me and how come this keeps happening to me? Why didn't I see this? And how could he or she have done this to me? No matter where you are in this process, we need to be grateful. There is something to be thankful for, and if we can look hard enough, we can get through this abuse and find another life. Learn to be happy. We need to have direction on how we're going to move on, how we continue to fight, how we learn what the lesson was, so it doesn't come back to us again. I am thankful for my fellow YouTubers that were the foundation of my education to learn about narcissistic abuse. I'm thankful for the hundreds of books that I have read, the authors that put their thoughts and their knowledge on paper so that I could find words to understand and explain and help me find a way, a path out of this. I'm thankful for this community because you have shown me that I'm not alone. And while I'm up here in my kitchen, on stage if you would, I am in recovery just like you. Probably up here, but I still have a lot to learn. I'm not perfect, and I have learned that it's okay to not be perfect. No one is ever a finished product, and if they say they are, they're probably lying. We all have work to do. There's things and reasons why things happen. There are reasons that people came into our life. And this week at my meetup group, we were doing a session on how to find yourself after abuse. And an important part is to find new friendships, find happiness, rebuild your life. I read this sheet to them. Whoop. It is the words to a song from a play called Wicked. And this song has touched me so many times. I have seen this play and it's really powerful in learning why people came here in our life. And I'm gonna read it to you. I know most of it by heart. So I've heard it said that people come into our life for a reason, bringing something we must learn, and we are led to those who help us to grow if we let them, and we help them in return. I don't know if all this is true, but I know I'm who I am today because I knew you. Like a comet pulled from orbit as it passes the sun, like a stream that meets a boulder halfway through the wood. Who can say if I've been changed for the better? But because I knew you, I have been changed for good. It well may be that we will never meet again in this lifetime. So let me say before we part, so much of me is made of what I learned from you, and you'll be with me like a handprint on my heart. And now, whatever way our stories end, I know that you've rewritten mine just by being my friend. Who can say if I've been changed for the better? But because I knew you, I have been. And just to clear the air, I ask forgiveness for the things I've done you blame me for. But then again, I know there's blame to share. And none of this seems to matter anymore. If I look at that song and I think in narc terms, I put my narc glasses on, we have been changed by the narcissist being in our life. But it's up to us to make it a change for the better. The narcissist was here to teach us a lesson. That is why they were here. And if you're like me, the daughter of a narcissist, the sister of a narcissist, the wife, the daughter-in-law, if you're like me, we had lessons to learn, and we didn't learn them yet. So they kept on coming back. But thanks to you, dickhead narcissist, oh, I could swear at them. I don't have to forgive them in the way that I'm condoning what they did. But I am seeing that if it wasn't for the bottom, for the ashes, I wouldn't have found myself. People ask me all the time, and that was our lesson this week in our meetup, was how do I find myself? An important part is to find gratitude. And that's thankful, right? If I look at that song, that people are brought into our life for a reason, I'm thankful for my neighbors. That when I was going through my horrific divorce, they reached out. They brought me to church for the first time in my life. And 5 years later, last weekend, I was baptized. It's a great foundation to hold on to and to know that I'm not alone. I'm thankful for the suicide prevention hotline that talked me out of ending my life when my husband cruelly and heartlessly left my life. In this stage of my recovery, I can find gratitude for what I learned from them and also appreciate the joy that I had from those relationships at that time. If I look in the rearview mirror and I look back past that the hurt and the anger and the shame and the confusion, I see in those ashes a flower being born, because I get to choose my new life. We have the crayons. We have the control. How does a comedian become a comedian? He just makes a choice. He tells a joke. He thinks it's great. It makes his heart happy. What about a child who decides he wants to be a doctor when he's 5 years old and he achieves that? Think about that. Not many of us become what we dreamt of as a child. And sometimes life makes our life for us. But you are in a place right now where you can be thankful for the lessons that you've learned and move on and choose and rebuild your life. And that may mean new friends, and that may mean a new career, a new place to live. But there's a key word in all of those sentences: a new life. So choose what you want to do. Just like that kid that wanted to be a firefighter when he was younger. He set a goal and he achieved it. We can do that with recovery, and we can do that as we find ourselves again. I am grateful for all of you that watch my videos and those that visit my website, pin my pins on Pinterest. join my support groups. I'm grateful for the opportunity to share my knowledge, just as those before me have shared theirs, and they saved me. I am humbled by the support and the friendships that I have created. New friends. There's that word again. New friends. People that understand. People that don't judge me. People that see me for who I am and don't try to make me be something else. When we look for things to be grateful for, our heart, that little part, the sadness, starts to eat, ebb away, right? I actually,
some of you might have seen my angel card reading videos I've made before.
I'm always pulling angel cards for myself, and I find hope and peace in them. Last night, I got home from a musical thing with my friends, and I had a great night. I was about 12 inches from the band, and while my ears are still ringing, I was grateful that I had my friends. No one in that room that I was with, and I was with about 20 people. No one was in my life before the narcissist, and I am grateful for all these new friendships. So I came home, laid on my bed, and I pulled a card from Doreen Virtue's Magical Unicorn deck. And I don't use this deck very often, but I pulled it. I just said, it just called me, and I pulled it. And the first card I pulled was a card called Thankful. Think about the people and things that you're grateful for. That was the message before I went to bed. What a great feeling it was. In the little book that comes with it, I'm going to read you what this says because I think it's important. Here we go. You ready? Gratitude warms your heart with good feelings and are healthy for your mind and body. You can make yourself feel better by making a list of everything and everyone that you're thankful for. Gratitude does replace sadness, and it makes everything go smoother and better. Gratitude is a powerful way to make your life better, and it's almost magical. Everyone loves a thankful person. They want to be friends with them, give to, and help a person who says thank you. When you say thank you and you really mean it, you find more reasons to find gratitude. People who aren't grateful and have self-pity actually make themselves sad. They can't understand why other people avoid them and why they don't receive the gifts. They take away their own power because they believe that life doesn't give them much. But when you count your blessings and think about the reasons that you have to be grateful, then you'll see how generous life is. The more we believe that life gives you lots of gifts, the more you will receive. And then when you give to others too, you get more out of life and you stop and feel grateful for all that you've received in return. And when we get ready to feel gratitude and count our blessings, they come our way. I have found it really helpful to open my door every night before I go to bed. I have a sliding door. I walk out on my porch and I look up at the sky. The night before last, I looked up at the sky and I saw my first shooting star in I don't know how many years. And it felt powerful. I went right away and Googled it and said, what is the meaning of seeing a shooting star? And it means that we have the chance to have a wish come true or have our dreams come true. And I am grateful that I took that chance. I'm grateful that I went on the porch and I looked up at the sky exactly at that moment. So I want you to make a list of all the things that you're grateful for. As I was driving home last night from my show, I saw houses with Christmas lights on them. I actually slowed my car down
and soaked it in. I wasn't sad that I don't have a house that I can put lights on. I wasn't sad that you know, things are different. Those Christmas lights reminded me and made me grateful to the people who took the time to do that so early here in November, to give me the hope and the happiness that just seeing those lights gave me. It's so simple. If you look at the things around you to be grateful for, the fall leaves. Right now, it is a yucky ass day outside. It is cold, it's 20 degrees, it's sort of rain, icing. The whole world looks like it's covered in a sheet of ice. And I could think, oh God, this day sucks, and now I gotta go buy a turkey and go shopping, and I got so much to do. God, this day sucks, right? If I turn that around and I go, no, 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 no. I am in my house. I am happy and I am warm. And I am taking this opportunity, instead of being out there buying my turkey, I'm taking this opportunity to give you guys this message. When I first started going to church, my pastor said, which is better, hope or faith? Hope means that you're hoping things will change. It's like a wish, right? Wish you'll be a millionaire. You wish you'll have all the success, be famous, or whatever else your wishes are. But when you have faith, you actually believe that things will get better. And you believe that even though you don't have the answers and you don't know how you're going to get better right now, you have the faith that you will. But you also have a responsibility in this part of getting better. You need to take this time to take care of yourself, to educate yourself. And I am not talking, I say this all the time, I'm not talking about just watching narcissist videos. You need them, because I need you to get me 3 cents if you click on my ad. Just kidding. But you need to further your education. Look at the why me. Read some books on codependency, people pleasing. Go buy my course on setting a boundary. I just launched it this week and I am so grateful that I got it done. It took me a really long time. This is not a skill I had before to set this all up. And I'm impressed and happy with myself, and I can say, that a girl, you did it, Tracy. But I'm grateful for the people that have bought it already. And I'm grateful for the opportunity that people trust me to spend $15 and say, I want to learn that. I want to learn how to set boundaries. I find the gratitude in everything, but nothing comes without hard work. And when you're sad and you're sitting there and it's lonely and maybe you, like me, are heading to the grocery store, you're going to see a lot of freaking turkeys out there. First of all, I'm grateful that I'm not a turkey. All right, let's put that right there on the plate. I'm grateful. But this is, I think, my first Thanksgiving since my divorce. So 5 years ago, that I'm having a Thanksgiving. This is the first Thanksgiving in 5 years, no, actually longer than that. My son normally goes to see his dad at Thanksgiving. It's the first time I'm gonna have him. So I decided to take back this holiday. I spent the morning looking on Pinterest for recipes. Last night at the concert, I invited a bunch of friends, and I'm creating a new memory. This may or may not be where you are right now. You may need to cry. You may need to sit because you're not with your kids this year and it's the first time. But you hold the keys to changing that. And so suck
up this time and educate yourself. Watch some Brené Brown videos. I watched a really inspirational Oprah Winfrey commencement speech this morning. That fills my heart with happiness, and that's what we need to do. We need to start to fill ourselves up with inspiration. Recovery from anything is hard. It's almost built into the word. Recovery from being an alcoholic. Recovery from a car accident. Recovery from narcissistic abuse. Recovery is hard work. Break a leg. Not easy. Gotta learn to walk again. So do the work. Get some help. Find support. If you are sad, sitting home, jump into my Facebook group. We're all here to support you, and you will turn the tables, and one day you will be supporting the new fresh out of the oven person that's lost and sad on this Thanksgiving. I'm grateful that you've watched this video, especially for however long it's been. And I'm grateful that I have this opportunity to be alive. Thank you.